And part of the, I think the heart of fellowship is giving ourselves to God and to one another and to the world. Fellowship is not just confined to me as an individual. It's actually about the whole sense of belonging to God, to one another, and yes, in a sense, to the world. And so this morning, I just want us to look at fellowship in, well, maybe a slightly different way, but to think, well, what is fellowship? What is fellowship? There are all sorts of things out there that talk about fellowships. There's a society or societies or groups talk about fellowships. There's the research fellowship of Imperial College, and there's lots of colleges and universities that have fellowships. And what's that about? It's actually about supporting students financially and in maybe other ways. There's the Fellowship of the Ring. In the three volumes of that epic novel, The Lord of the Rings, Tolkien, though, speaks more often about the company of the ring. And that's much more in the actual content. But nonetheless, it's the Fellowship of the Ring. There's a chiropractic fellowship. Not quite sure what that is all about, but you go on the internet and you put in fellowship and it's just, whoa, just all kinds of different kinds of fellowships. But why is a church fellowship different? What is it about us that is different? Well, partly because we should be devoted to one another, because that's the context of Acts 2, 42 to 47, devoted to one another. We've looked at being devoted to teaching. We've looked at being devoted to all sorts of things. And the passage looks at being devoted to fellowship and also to communion. And when you look at all the things that are there in those few verses, it's all about togetherness. It's all about unity. It's all about belonging. So what is different about fellowship? Well, in one sense, it's very practical. Fellowship is about what we do together. We're here this morning worshipping together. We're being part of a fellowship. We're coming together and doing that. And it's lovely just to hear what's happening with the young people and the children, as Julia shared. It's about what we do with them and for them. And we're doing that together as part of the fellowship. Now, we can't all be involved in everything, can we? I mean, that would just be impossible. But being devoted to the fellowship means doing what we can for the glory of God in this place, in this group, not this building, but in this community of peoples. We are a chosen people. You know, I mean, that passage from Peter that Jill read, it's just incredible. We're a chosen people, a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation. We're the body of Christ. With a family of God. And we can go on with all sorts of phrases that are used in Scripture, in the New Testament particularly, to declare what we are in Christ. We belong to one another. And so often we get focused in on ourselves. What's church about? It's not for me, just for me. It's about us. It's about God and what He wants to do in us and through us. So a key important difference in terms of fellowship for a church is that we have the Holy Spirit. That's a foundational difference. It's a fundamental difference. If it was left just to us, we would just be coming and going and coming and going and not kind of doing anything, but just kind of coming to get what we can get from here. But fellowship isn't about that. It's being led by the Spirit of God to be what He has called us to be. Devoted to fellowship. It's about togetherness. 1 Corinthians 1:10 says this: I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, that there will be no divisions among you, but that you will be perfectly united in mind and thought. I'm going to be looking at being united in what we do, in heart, what we think about, but also how the Spirit enables us to be together. Fellowship does things, it thinks things, but it's also guided and empowered by the Holy Spirit. During one of the prayer times last week that Ali organised, she got together some road signs and to look at those road signs and to see how which one related to us. And there was one there which was the children's sign of a man holding a child. And as I was, obviously, the whole process of the sermon was sort of in my mind as well. It suddenly struck me that here is God holding us. I love the passage from Isaiah 42, which says, I have taken hold of your hand and I will lead you and I will guide you. Now, I've always taken that as an individual thing. But actually, when you look at the context, it was about the servant king, which was either a prophetic word for Christ or actually the nation itself, the whole thing. And as I was thinking about that, God is saying that I have taken hold of you, us, as a unit. And he takes hold of our hands and by his Spirit he leads us and guides us. He calls us to do things together and he calls us to think about one another in a different way. But he also calls us to do things that actually impact one another but also society. So the first thing is actually a fellowship. It does things, doesn't it? So we've met together here this morning. We've heard about the children's work. Just as a matter of interest, how many of you here are involved in any way, and however small, with children and youth work in the church? Wonderful. That's a part of being fellowship, working together in that particular way. And it's not you as an individual, it's you as a group that are actually working for God. And sometimes we think that some of these things are very menial, very small, very petty, very, maybe you're just making tea or something. But you know something? We're called to do these things, devoted to one another. It's about what we're giving of ourselves, but giving of what God has placed within us for the benefit of all. It's about giving to I know children, giving to one another in teas, in coffees, in other things throughout the week. And again, I could ask people to put your hands up if you're involved in any other activities during the week. And there are numerous things going on. And it's just, I would hope if I asked that everybody would put their hand up, because we should be involved in something, not just on a Sunday, because we're devoted to one another. We give to one another. We support one another. We help one another. Part of what we do is yes, here on a Sunday and other times when we worship, when we worship together, when we listen to the Word of God, when we pray together. And I think togetherness in these areas are really important. Earlier on, Jill read a passage from Colossians. And I'm just going to pick out certain things from that passage. It's Colossians 3, 12 to 17. About the kind of lifestyle that we should have. How we should be devoted to one another. So it's not just about the activities that we do. It's about what we are to one another. Clothe yourselves. We've got dressed this morning. I wonder if you clothe yourself with some of these this morning. Did you clothe yourself with compassion? Did you clothe yourself with kindness? Did you clothe yourself with humility or gentleness or patience? Did you put on love this morning? You know, it's a bit silly, but understand what Paul is trying to say here is it's something that we need to think about in the way that we are with one another. How we respond and react to one another. Put on love, which binds all of these things together. If a stranger came and sort of looked at the sorts of things that we did on a Sunday and throughout the week, Would love shine through? Would they see, wow, there's something different about this people? There's something I can't put my finger on it, but they are just given to one another. They're just supporting. They're just, I don't know, there's just the unity. There's just a link between them. And that link, what should be God's love. We need to bind them together. Philippians 1:27 says this, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Stand firm in one spirit, striving together as one for the faith. You see, we're not individuals. We are, but in Christ we are united as one. We are one body with God holding our hand and leading us forward. If there's nothing else that you get from this morning, just take that picture with you. God holding us as a fellowship and moving us forward. We need to be those, though, that actually hold his hand, that actually be in touch with him, to be united with him. Teaching is also really important. Let the message of Christ dwell richly in you. Again, the passage from Colossians. Teach and admonish one another with all. We don't go around telling everybody off, because we all do wrong, don't we? It's admonishing. It's actually saying, come on, let's live and work for God. It's almost a kick up the backside to get on with the work of God. It's not correcting us or looking at nitty gritty things in people's lives that we're not particularly happy with. It's actually saying together, let's get on with the work of God. Let's get on with being the fellowship. Let's be that people that declare great things to the community. Let's shine as lights. Let's be salt and light in the world. It's about actually moving and striving and sort of saying, come on, let's do it together. Yes, it's about worship and praise. This morning, I love the songs, lively songs. And I was just thinking sometimes, you know, when we come to church, we come, we sit, we sing, we do the stuff and we go away. I wonder what impact we had on God. Interesting to put it that way around, isn't it? Because actually, as a community, we should be giving our all. And after a service, we should actually be tired. I think because we had the songs this morning, they were great songs. And if we gave ourselves as a fellowship to God, there would, I don't know, we'd perhaps be a little tired of them when we first came in. Some of you may be a little bit tired now. But it's about giving. It's about giving of ourselves in gratitude and thanks to God for what he has done. And prayer. This is stuff we do together, isn't it? We pray together. But I wonder how much of our time is given over to prayer. It's true in every church. The prayer meeting or times of prayer that are arranged are the lowest attended meetings in the church. I find that sad. Because it's about us getting together to pray. Come on, let's get together. Let's be together. Let's pray together. Let's see what God is saying for us together. Whoops, lost my notes. Let's be that people who really are devoted to prayer. We've looked at that. Ali looked at that last time. Philippians 4:6 says, don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. We do it individually, I hope. I hope we pray at home. I hope we commit ourselves to praying for the fellowship in all that it is and all that it does and all the people that are there. It takes time, doesn't it? But coming together is actually really important too. But it's what we do. Fellowship is about what we do. But fellowship is also about what we think about one another. Romans 12, 9-21 says a great deal about that, and I haven't got time to go through that this morning. But it's just that sense again of love and commitment. Think of others more highly than yourselves. Actually, don't think about others that, oh, aren't they good at what they do and I'm pretty useless. Actually, we all have the Holy Spirit within us. We all have gifts. We all have abilities. We need to think of ourselves as God sees us and how God thinks about us. I love the passage in Zephaniah that says, he dances over me with love. Have you ever thought of God actually celebrating over you as an individual? But this morning, God's celebrating over us. He's delighted about what we've given to him this morning. Poor and weak though it might be, yet he's delighted in it because we've come and we've given to him as a fellowship. But it's about what we think. We sometimes think of ourselves maybe too highly, but more often we think of ourselves too lowly. And we need to change our thinking. We're all equal. That's the whole point of a Christian fellowship. We're all equal, and we are all vital to God in his commitment to us, but also in what he wants us to do. Those who are up front, they're no more important than anybody else. And those who do the menial tasks are no different to anybody else. There's no favoritism with God, is there? He looks upon us and says, you're great. You're great. You're wonderful. You're marvellous. I'm dancing over you. Whoa! I hope we could get something of that, of what God does to us as a fellowship. Not just as individuals, but as a fellowship. But we also need to think about others. Philippians 2:2-4. Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. We so get locked into an individual thinking, an individualistic idealism. We think of ourselves and we get into, I don't know, disagreements. Perhaps we get upset with people, either what they say or what they do. It can be theological. It can just be simple practical stuff. And we get really upset and we can think, I'm in the right here. I'm right here. Well, you might be right, but you're wrong. Yeah? It's about thinking about others more importantly than ourselves. It's about putting others first. Again, the Romans passage speaks more about this. It's about thinking beyond and outside of ourselves and actually blessing others more than we want to be blessed ourselves. A true fellowship that's united in the Spirit, when people come together in church, what do they do? What do? You pray for yourself. And that's not wrong, but wouldn't it be better if every one of us came in here every Sunday morning and prayed for each individual around us and said, bless them, Lord. And actually, you know something? If we bless people, God will bless us. It's just a fundamental truth, I think. As we give to others, as we give to God, he gives to us. But it's this whole thing about a different kind of thinking. Think about togetherness. Think about unity. You know, we used to sing this song, bind us together, Lord, bind us together. I don't know if you're anything like me, you'd take hold of someone and say, bind us together, Lord. It was a dreadful song, really. I love the sentiment of it, but oh dear me, it used to drive me mad. You could start up the music, everybody, no, it's not about that. It's about something that's going on inside, isn't it? about how we think more highly of others than we do of ourselves. And if we get into a problem either in our thinking about theology or practical stuff that's happening in the church, the way the church might be moving forward, let's actually put ourselves aside and focus on what the rest. Sometimes we will not agree. I wasn't going to share this, but it just gives an illustration of how we can get things so, so wrong. In one church I was at, we had a church meeting, and it was in the middle of suburbia, really, and it was just one of those things where we used to have the big harvest celebration every year. And we just felt that this perhaps wasn't quite appropriate for where we were. You might disagree. That's fine. But the actual church decided that we would not do the big harvest celebration, that we would just have a few minutes and just thank God for all that he's given, not just the harvest, but everything. And so we agreed this at a church meeting. And then the following week, I walked into church, midweek, fortunately, I walked into church, and there was a big banner at the back of the hall. God is Lord of the harvest. Whoa. One individual in the church had disagreed and made her point in that outrageous way. And so I went to see her. I said, I'm sorry, I think, you know, you know, she justified it, obviously. But in her heart, she was, well, in her attitude, she did not accept the decision. And she gave me such trouble for at least a month over this issue. I mean, it was dreadful. And it's just so often we can get caught up in ourselves. And it's not about me. It's actually about him. But actually, because it's about him, it's about others. And we actually need to have that focus. That's what fellowship is about. Letting go of ourselves. Letting go of the issues that we feel are important to us. And saying, hey, that's not really that important. I'm part of a fellowship here that's actually held by God's hand. And he wants to move forward, leading us as a complete unit. We do mostly think as individuals, don't we? And that's our society. It's got worse and worse since I can remember. And individualism and what's right for me. I have rights. Actually, we have no rights at all, even as Christians. But, you know, we do think individually. We need to be careful that we don't just come to church for what we can get out of it. But how we can meet together to meet each other's needs. But then, so what we do, what we think, and then finally, what we have. It's what I put it. It's a bit odd, really, but, you know, like to keep things in threes, really. but what we have the Holy Spirit, and that's what makes us unique in society and the world. Ephesians 4 says this, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. It talks about being bonded together. Like being glued together by the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that does it. The Holy Spirit, we're being built up into a building. And it's the Holy Spirit that locks each, if you like, block brick together and building to be a unit. And each brick having different gifts and skills and whatever, but being built together. Galatians 5:16-25 speaks wonder about the fruit of the Spirit. As we focus more on God, as we devote ourselves to him, something happens inside. We, the Holy Spirit inside of us begins to do stuff. We don't necessarily do this ourselves. We can encourage the work of the Holy Spirit inside of us, but it's the Holy Spirit that produces fruit. We can't do it, not the fruit of the Spirit. It's something that only He can do within us. Some water here somewhere. And we need to keep in step with the Spirit as a fellowship. Keep in step. God holding our hands, or our hand, should I say. But again, the Holy Spirit, looking at the whole context of fellowship, will teach us all things. It's the Holy Spirit that reveals and actually brings knowledge to us. It's the Holy Spirit that convicts of sin and of truth and of righteousness. It's the Holy Spirit that guides us into all truth. You know, I've been in some situations where people have had different theological views. And one guy came to me once, he said, I think we ought to get together. You know, sort of, I think we ought to get together, some of us men, and have a debate on certain theological issues. I said, why do you want to do that? He said, well, it seemed like a good idea. You know, it's something that I think is important that we should do. Debating what? I knew he'd got a particular view, and mine was a very different view to his. Now, if we get together and try and discuss that, we end up in an argument. At what point and what does that benefit? I mean, Scripture says, what about, you know, forget all these pointless arguments. It's not what we're about. We need to know the truth and we need to think things through. We need to work things through. But actually, it just winds me up. Some dreadful things have happened that, you know, because of so-called theology. And I don't know whether I've mentioned this before, but I remember when Stephen Chalk wrote in his book just a paragraph about a particular theology. And I was in an area, and the group of ministers had invited him to come and preach. And then he wrote this book, and just this little bit of the middle of the book suddenly became a huge issue. And it was a massive issue. And nearly everybody, every sort of so-called theologian was saying things and writing things, and there were arguments, and it was just completely distracting the church from what it was called to be and do. This group of ministers cancelled him to come and preach. I was incensed. Why? He's a man of God, and okay, he's got a particular view. It wasn't heresy, actually. Some might disagree with me if you know what I'm talking about. But it actually wasn't heresy. It was just a particular idea and truth that they thought. And it created chaos. And I think, what a waste of energy. What a waste of time. Just a nonsense. God has called it to be a fellowship, to actually be locked together by the Spirit of God and to do the work that God has called us to do. Isn't that what's right? Isn't that what's important? And and it's not just theology, but it's just stuff that we do together. Church meetings. I've been in some dreadful church meetings. I haven't been in one here so far. But, oh, dearie me, people standing up and saying the most outrageous things. It is not from the Spirit of God. It's from their spirit that's coming. And I just think, I just wish you could just tone it down, because we need to hear your view. But you're coming from the wrong spirit. The Spirit is a spirit of gentleness and of love. All the fruit of the Spirit. Using the gifts of the Spirit, we need to be a fellowship who are in tune with that Spirit. We need to be a fellowship of that gives itself to one another in heart and mind. We need to be a fellowship that is locked together through the wonderful work of the Holy Spirit. God, through the Spirit, taking hold of our hand and leading us. This next year, or this year, should I say, this year, we're going to have some tough times. I mean, I've been through church alterations, but this is the biggest one that I've been through. And there's going to be all sorts of issues, and we're going to struggle. Let's be realistic. It's not going to be easy. And this is just an aside. Pray for the elders. Pray for them. We just need them to be in tune with God, to have His wisdom. Pray that they might have the wisdom to lead us through this year. But we need to be in tune with one another as we are tuned with the Holy Spirit. When difficulties arise, you know, it upsets me that when difficulties arise in a church, so often people leave. I just find that so sad. The problem is, when people leave in that way, they take their problems with them to the next fellowship, and they impact that fellowship with that. If you're in a fellowship, stay with that fellowship unless God really tells you to go. And sometimes that does happen because He's actually got a different work for you somewhere else. That's fine, but don't leave because you're upset. Work it out. Work it through. Think it through in your own mind and in your own heart. Who's it wrong here? Is it me or is it them? And I'll tell you, most often it's you. It's me. We need to be locked together by the Holy Spirit in love, in joy, in peace, in all of that stuff that is there. And you know, beyond the new build, there's a work for us to do. Don't let's get stuck with the build. It's important. It's vital, really, in some ways. But don't let's get stuck by that. We need to be united in heart and mind and purpose. And we need to be praying through this year. What is it that, God, you want us to use the building for? How do you want us to use it for the glory of your name, that we might reach out to this community and win people for Christ? See, we get so locked into ourselves that actually evangelism becomes almost a non-entity in our churches. And I just find that difficult. I find it difficult within my life where evangelism becomes very limited. But when you amplify it in the church needs to be looking and thinking about how it can reach out. Not just in social, not just in caring, not just in good works, but actually taking a message out verbally and telling people that Jesus loves them, telling them that that Jesus died for them, telling people that there is no hope without Christ. We have a great hope within us, don't we? As a fellowship, we have great hope together. Well, let's send it out in the way that, not only the way we live, we need to do that, but in the gospel proclaimed, that the church might be built, that this church might be built, that the churches in this area might be built, that God might be glorified again in our society. May we be the people, a fellowship, a united, one fellowship where God holds its hand and leads and guides them and brings glory to His name through us. Amen.